Hey, besties.
Welcome to the BFF Bookcast.
We're your hosts, Teresa and Katie.
Before we jump in, we just want to remind everyone that what we discuss are our own thoughts and opinions. Just remember, we are here to have a good time.
And as always, please check trigger warnings before reading any books we will be discussing. And beware, we curse like the Bat Boys probably do during their annual snowball fight.
Hi.
Hey. I don't know if I like this either.
We have a weird setup today.
I forgot my laptop.
Yeah. Oh, okay, just cut off my laptop.
I need to cut your head off.
Jeez Louise.
Cheese.
Water bottle? Sorry, guys.
Cheese and Louise.
Anyway, I hope that you can hear me. The mic's kind of far. Well, it's not that far. It feels far.
That sounds nice.
Thank you. It's my candle.
I like it. Anyway. It's been a minute. We were just talking about how it's literally been a while.
We haven't spilled the tea in like a really long time. And we were like, oh, like, what's, like, what kind of books do we have to talk about? Like, honestly, the last time, because we did Fangirl Down on the 13th of March, and then we did The Sweetgrass on the 20th, I mean, on, no, sorry, the last Spilling the Tea we did was on 3/20.
Okay.
So, it's been like 3 weeks. I don't know math. What's today's date? The 9th?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been a while.
Something like that.
So basically, what have we read since the 20th?
Some of it's what we're going to discuss in our upcoming episode. So obviously, I'm not going to touch base on that here.
I was going to say, yeah, we're not going to talk Wild Love and we're not going to talk Just for the Summer because those are our next 2 weeks episode. What I will say is that if you have not read Just for the Summer yet, right fucking now. It's my favorite book so far this year.
The audio is also terrific.
I was going to say, I downloaded the audio at like 4 a.m. I was just like awake and I was like looking at, oh, because when I can't sleep sometimes, I replay like old audiobooks. So I've been listening to The Risk by Elle Kennedy. And by listening, I mean listening to 5 minutes, passing out, and then waking up and like, it's, I set a timer. I set 30-minute timers. Anyway, I was like, oh, like, let me just get it because I saw Zachary Weber.
Yeah, he's the terrific. Voice,
and that's Jacob Morgan, and Zachary Weber / Jacob Morgan are, like, he's my favorite. And Justin is, like, okay, so last year, kind of around this time, I think it was, like, June was when we read The True Love Experiment, and Connor Prince III was just, like, hands down, like, that it guy for us for the year.
Yes.
And that's Justin.
Yes. But we're not going to talk,
about that. That's all we're going to say. But you have, I think, until next week's episode.
Yes.
To read it.
And you really, really, really should.
Yeah. And like, it's my favorite. It's just, it's so good. Anyway.
Anywho,
if you listen to last week's episode, we did not like Powerless.
No.
And I actually feel vindicated because when I posted our.
There was a lot of people who didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. To each their own. You know, you do you, we'll do us. But that's just our thoughts and feelings.
Yeah. Honestly, okay, no, I'm, like, looking at my Goodreads, and we talked Blitz. Okay, I'm looking at mine. So I think the only stuff that I haven't talked about is literally I have, like, one book that I could talk about.
I have...
Or that I want to talk about, actually.
I have one, and I will quickly mention the Elizabeth O'Rourke series, because you have talked about it in the past, and I'm just going
Oh, no, yeah, no, I definitely want to talk about that.
Okay.
Oh, anything else new?
No. New about what?
I don't know.
What are you talking about, girl?
I'm just saying, like, fill everybody in.
Oh, about what? So, I started this new thing. So, I was inspired by Barry Reeds, is it?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
She's a little cutie patootie. So, I saw a video where she is, like, running another marathon. Half marathon. So, she was looking for audiobooks or books about, like, motivation for running. I don't have any of those. And I let her know that. But I love running. And I will talk to anybody about fucking running. Because none of my friends run. Teresa actually used to run with me. We did our first half marathon together. Thinking, like, when we look back at those photos, first off, we were wee little children.
It was 10 years ago, our first one.
So we were tiny, like, little children.
We were
23, 22?
25, but okay.
Okay. I was 23, yeah.
When we were in Charleston, I got the memory of our first half.
Yeah.
The one in New York. The one in Queens.
And I just, like, laughed so hard because, like, I had no fucking clue what to do with eating and fueling properly. And like,
no, that was during my anorexia.
Say, I was so, like, I was skinny, but it wasn't cute skinny. It was no. Like, Katie, you need a fucking cheeseburger.
And honestly,
skinny.
That was okay. That was during my anorexic stage and my PCOS diagnosis.
Yes.
So I was like not fueling my body, but I had gained 10 pounds because PCOS. And then I was like, oh, like, let me run this half marathon.
Yeah.
Literally, though, like, we kind of crushed it for our first
one. Okay, so if anyone is into running or is trying to get into running and, like, signs up for a race, your goal for that race should be one thing and one thing only.
Finishing.
It doesn't matter how you finish. Pace does not matter. Time does not matter. Yeah. Our goal was just finishing. And you and I had a fucking blast.
Yeah, we did it in 2 hours and 14 minutes, which, like, apparently... So actually, this is really funny. I don't know why I was watching a TikTok about this today. But that is, like, I think, like, 2:19 is the average pace for a woman to run a half marathon.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so technically, we were, like...
Above average. That's terrific for us.
Because, like, some girl, like, lied. Like, she, like, skipped a few miles, and everyone was like, bitch, you didn't run a 4-minute mile.
No. The girl was
doing the math, and she was, like, at mile 11, she was at, like, 1:30. And then she finished at like 1:59. And it was like something that was just like, it couldn't have happened. It was just like something crazy. I don't, whatever.
Like, the fastest man that ran a marathon was under 2 hours, which I do believe is like a 5-ish minute mile. It could be in the high fours. I could be wrong. You're not faster than him.
No.
He broke records.
You know, she lied. I think she skipped like 2 miles. It's like what they were trying to
but
say.
But you know what? The one thing I will say that sucks. So I used to have a whole running page, and I don't know how we're going to get on this topic, but I am.
Because you were talking about.
Oh yeah, Barry Reese. Yeah. So it's, if you are slow, if you can't lift heavy, if you can't, like, that's okay. You're doing something. It doesn't matter how fast you are, how slow you are. And like on my running page, I just felt like after a while, it was just all of my feed were these women which is fucking incredible. I'm not knocking you if you're fast. Like, that's amazing.
Oh, no. I'm not saying, like, oh, she was lying because she's fast. No, like,
no, there's
if you listen to the story, like.
But it is nice to see people that you can relate to. And I felt like after a while, it was, like, all these people who were just so out of my league. But I feel like there's been such an influx of people who are, like, I like to just consider myself, like, an average recreational runner. Like, do I run crazy weird distances? Yes. But I'm not like here to like, I know who I am. I'm athletic in the sense that I can do things because I'm putting my mind to something, but I'm not speedy. We're talking like, I'm running a very easy pace of like 10:30, maybe an 11-minute mile. Like, we're just chilling. I'm talking to you. We're having a good time. What you're supposed to do during easy runs. You should be able to hold a conversation.
Yes.
Like, when we would run together, we'd run like 11-minute miles and have like conversations. So like, but that's the way you're supposed to. So like, it's kind of nice to see that circle back around. But I think that should apply to like any type of activity you're doing. Like, it's really hard to not compare, but don't compare. Cause like at the end of the day, like, you're doing it.
Yes.
And like, that's better than a hell of a lot of other people out there.
No, I can start running with you once I'm recovered.
I know, I'm so excited. So my first pregnancy, I couldn't run. My heart rate, I don't want to say like I became like tachycardic, but that's exactly kind of like what happened. Like, my heart rate would just spike super high when I started to do any type of running activities. I think it's just like the belly weight and the fact that my boobs became fucking ginormous. It was outrageous. It was not cute. But this time around, I think because I have a boy in my stomach, he's allowing me to run. However, I can't really do crazy distances anymore or just distance in general. So I've been streaking. And no, not naked. Nobody wants to see that. Streaking is just like running every day. So like, my goal is to run a mile a day until this trial comes out of me. We'll see if that happens.
Yeah, but even if like at that point, like even if by the end, like it's more of like a power walk than a jog.
Yeah. Even like, if I do like a quarter of a mile, it's something. Again, so fucking off topic for the fact that I just saw a video about Barry Reed's posting. But I love listening to audiobooks when I run.
Yeah, no, so that's, I mean, not that I can't run for a while, but once I get my staples out, 30 of them, no big deal.
No big deal or anything.
Actually, I could tell you about my surgery in a minute, but my goal is to go on like a mile walk a day.
Ooh,
to
let's
start
do that.
And like listen to audiobooks. Even if we walk together,
we can walk in silence. I don't need to speak to you.
No,
I love you, but we talk too much probably. Actually, Tom always laughs because he's like, if my phone goes off, he's like, it's probably Teresa. I'm like, yeah, it probably is. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, it's Teresa.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should totally do that. I was actually thinking today, like, too bad you didn't have, like, I was literally going to text you this, like, just, let's go rent a scooter so I can, like, push you around or something and get outside.
I was
going
to go for a walk today, but I realized that I'm overdoing my recovery. So
you need to calm down.
I'm not
going to
go for a walk until at least next Tuesday when they tell me I can. But
good.
What was I just going to say about walking? Oh, cozy cardio. Again, another thing, you guys. It's been a trend for a while, but I just found out about it yesterday. I'm doing a lot of TikToking in the middle of the night when I can't sleep. If you literally look right to my left, this is my nest. You can't see it on camera, but this is where I'm like living right now. Anyway, so
what's cozy cardio?
Cozy cardio is like you wake up in the morning, like you keep like the lights like dim.
Okay.
You put on like a show, or you put on like a podcast, or like listen to an audiobook, and you just like walk. Like, if you have, like, a treadmill or, like, a walking, like, pad or whatever, at, like, a 3.5, just for, like, 45 minutes. And, like, you kind of just, like, if you, like, make your coffee and you have, like, a little table, like, you basically, it's, like, a little, like, light walk. And it's, like, you stay cozy. Like, you can, like, be, like, in, like, your sweats and just put, like, little, like, obviously sneakers on because you want to have good, like, foot support.
Yeah.
But, like, keep it cozy.
You know what's so funny? So, I got a walking pad last year. When we moved, I put it in my parents' house because I have no space when you're in an apartment. And I told Tom the other day, I was like, I know it's getting nicer out, but, like, I am desk ridden a lot more now. It's just, like, the projects are coming my way. So I want to bring it back up. And, yeah. Like, I dream of, like, Leah getting picked up. I log in at 8. My walking pad's out. I have a beautiful rising desk, which, like, I low-key might get myself. Don't tell Tom. And just, like, yes, easy paced while listening to an audiobook. I like listening to audiobooks when I'm, like, kind of doing – like my busy work. Like I'm not like if I have to like read shit and dissect like error codes and like
different.
Like I can't do that stuff. But if I'm just like pulling things to get prepped for meetings, like I can listen to something and then like I know once I start paying attention, I gotta pull it out. But like a 30-minute walk, we should do that when you get better. Like have our like and then we could talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this.
Okay. I love that.
Get a treadmill.
Okay. Maybe a walking pad.
Yeah,
Gil will kill me because I also have a stationary bike upstairs. But you never used it.
Well, tell Gil.
I was freaking sick for months. And now I'm
years.
Really, for years. Well, yeah, definitely for years.
It was years.
But at least the last 2 years, my fitness journey has been abysmal. But you guys, I'm going to
She's
be back.
Back. She's back, baby.
Wait until June. Wait until I go start getting back in the gym in June.
She's going to be snatched.
It's over for you bitches.
Step aside. Teresa.
I'm one less it's organ. Here. I'm going to have abs. I'm going to be so skinny. I'm screaming right now. I'm so excited.
Yeah, but like when you've been suffering for that long and you finally have like your, I don't want to call it reprieve because it's not reprieve. Like you hit the light. You're good. You're done. Like your surgery's over. Like the biggest hurdle you had to get over is done. And you just can now come out on the other side with like a whole new life.
Literally all
like,
I
I'm not even exaggerating.
No,
like this girl has a whole new life.
When I was in recovery last Tuesday when Gil came, I looked at him and I was like, I just cannot wait. I was like 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
I was like, because like, I mean like, actually I feel really good.
No, that 2 week like, mark is everything.
Yeah. The 2 week mark is really, and that's when my staples come out too. And I'm just like, I feel like that'll be the
I'm
day.
I'm ready, bitches. Step aside.
Anyway, you guys, I had a partial hysterectomy last week. No big deal. uterus out, no more periods for me, so when
Let's
we have to
jealous.
Like postpone or cancel some podcasts or you just hear me complaining about it on here, no
you won't,
because I'm gonna have so much more money for books. I'm not gonna be buying a million tampons a week. I'm gonna have so much more energy because I'm not gonna be anemic. Oh my god, I'm just gonna be so annoying. I'm gonna be insufferable.
Yeah.
You thought I was bad before,
just
wait.
Actually, it's really funny that you say that, because, like, you love plans, you love doing things. I literally was laughing, so I was like, I mean, I feel like my time for certain things is dwindling, so I'm getting, like, right now I'm fine, but, like, I feel like past, like, coming into June, I feel like my stamina is going to start to, like, slide. Of course, when, like, it's right at summer, too, so, like, I know you're like, I want to do it, I'm like, you're going to have, thank God you have other friends.
Because
I'm out.
I'm like, oh, okay, well, like, so this weekend I have no plans. Next weekend, I don't have any plans next weekend either. My mom wants to go to the tulip farm. This is, like, so off topic. But anyway, after that, I start having plans, like, every weekend.
Which is so nice and perfect timing for you.
Yes. But it's like crazy because I'm still technically on disability and recovering, but like whatever, YOLO. I mean, if I want to go walk around a farm outside, like
I'm gonna do it.
That's healing. But yeah, come at me. Holla at me if you have any questions about getting a hysterectomy in your 30s. Keep your ovaries so you don't go into menopause. Keep your cervix. I don't know why, but they told me to. I think like sex stuff. And just get that bad boy out.
You don't need him.
I wish that I could share the picture. I have one with pants on. Maybe eventually I'll share that picture of the before and after.
You should.
Yeah. Because it's crazy.
I mean, hey, if people like...
My uterus is the size of a basketball, and it had adhered to my adhered to my abdominal wall, so it was super uncomfortable. And now I have 30 staples down my gut.
So a normal hysterectomy or partial hysterectomy is supposed to look like a C-section cut
or laparoscopic.
Or laparoscopic. Teresa couldn't do that because of how severe her case was. She had to go vertical.
Yeah, so it's basically like crotch to above the belly button.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It's really cool.
It's gonna look real cool. I actually took a picture today, which I do plan on posting eventually, and just be like, hey, like, you know, awareness.
I mean, I think it's nice when other, because again, like getting a partial hysterectomy in your 30s is not the most common thing you hear of.
No, so
but people go through
about.
It. Yeah. So it's just like fertility about. Stuff. Like yeah. We both have spoken on that as well.
Right,
like
exactly.
It happens to people.
Yeah. I was like, I feel like we've both been very open about fertility and stuff, so like, I'm not going to start hiding it now.
No, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, we're going to look for a surrogate. We have really healthy embryos. I have really like good eggs and really good sperms. So like, we're good. I'm just not going to bake it. And honestly, let somebody else do the cooking.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm done. Let's normalize stop asking women if they're going to have more fucking children.
Well, yeah, let's normalize just not asking women really about children in general, unless it's like a topic of conversation that they've brought up or you're very close with them. Like,
correct.
If I bring up like having kids and you're like, oh, like, are you and Gil planning on having kids? That's an okay topic then at that point to bring up. But like, let's not ask strangers like, oh, you're married? Are you going
to
have
kids?
Like,
if you turned around to me and you're like, hey, what's up? Like, do you think you guys will have number three because you have all those embryos? Like, I don't give a shit if you ask me.
Well,
I actually don't even mind if people just like, politely asking conversation. I think it's just your delivery, but like I can't even, when I was pregnant with my first, no one ever asked me if I was gonna have any more. All of a sudden I get pregnant with baby number two and it's like every single fucking person is like, so when's like, so three or four? And I'm like,
and you're like,
excuse me, are you gonna fucking hold the are you gonna pay to buy me a house? Because the market in fucking New Jersey is dog shit right now. Like, I can't afford a 4 or 5 bedroom home.
What?
Come again. Like, not around where we live. Like, I don't have that kind of, I don't have the money. I have that kind of money in loan debt, but not in.
One thing Katie loves is loan debt.
I'm so good at accumulating student loan debt. If you want to commiserate with me, please slide into our DMs. But yeah, I just laugh. Anywho, we can get off this fucking topic.
Yeah, so anyway.
So I'm pregnant. Teresa's barren with her uterus, but she's living life right now. And is on the mend. She looks so good, guys. I'm not even kidding you.
I mean, this lighting's terrible, but
no, like,
I
like,
so good.
I saw, you came home on Thursday?
I came home Thursday, you saw me Friday.
I saw her Friday, and she, like, you know, like, you can look at someone, and you're like, you, even though you're recovering, and you're sore, there's just, like, a lightness to them. Like, I could detect something immediately, and then I saw you the next day, because I was picking up her husband to bring to our cousin's wedding. And I kid you not, if this woman was fucking Tinkerbell with a glow, that was her. Like, it was, you were, like, sparkling.
And I walked outside to say hi to Tom.
She's like, I'm gonna go outside and say hi to your husband. And I'm like, maybe you shouldn't. You're like, fuck off, bitch. Get out of my way.
Well, I wanted him to know that I was, like, so strong.
You are. No, honestly, like, Teresa is. Like, don't even, I'm not even kidding. You are extremely fucking strong.
It still hurts to laugh. Sorry.
Sorry. You can't really laugh, sneeze, or cough
when you're... I had a coughing... Okay, we're not going to get into it. I did have a little bit of coughing fit Sunday night. And I was like, this is it. Like,
the end is near.
Get a knife, get the gun. Like, it was like, what can I do? And I was like, pulling out my larynx or like whatever. Like, I have no idea. I like literally stuck my finger down my throat to scratch. I was like... It was so crazy.
You're like, you didn't fucking puke.
No, I honestly, I've never been able to make myself puke, so I wasn't that worried.
That's pretty good. Anywho, anyway. 20 minutes later. Okay, so Teresa has Again, in true Katie fashion, I was told by Teresa Marie, House of Spada / Alini, to fucking read this series. And I was like, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I'm acknowledging you. I'm just not going to pick it up yet. Went to Sweetgrass, met Elizabeth O'Rourke, who was fucking beautiful, and I need to look like her when I'm older. She had the most gorgeous, like, fucking special edition covers. I'm kicking myself right now. And I was in a really bad slump. Like, everything that I was reading ended up in, like, a DNF or a very, like, mediocre, meh, kind of a state. So I had DNF'd a book that I was reading right after we got back from Sweetgrass. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna fucking listen. I just listened too late. So my favorite so far is A Deal with the Devil, which is book one in the Devil series by Elizabeth O'Rourke. We're not gonna get into the nitty gritty. Teresa's talked about them before. They're Kindle Unlimited books. I was giggling at 3% into this book. Like,
no,
Teresa,
they're all so funny.
They're fucking amazing. And she has terrific millennial references in there.
Yes.
That, like, and I'm really glad that we ran into Liz Tomford at the coffee shop, because I was going to listen to them on audio, because, like, I was out of audiobooks also. Yes. She was like, I don't know, you might want to do, like, the book, because you both were saying how good the banter and the humor was. And sometimes I can get lost in audio. I have not listened to these on audio.
I have heard that the audio is good for them, but I just do think that there is just something about an eyeball read sometimes at certain books that just, like, gives you that, like, giggle.
I was giddy. Like, and this is so very, like, it's workplace romance. Like, it's enemies to lovers, but, like, it's not really enemies. They just, like, she thinks he hates him. He's basically, like, fucking infatuated with her and, like, can't,
yeah,
like,
it's
function.
Not enemies. It's more just, like, he's cranky.
He's cranky. It's Crumpy Sunshine, if you will. So book one to me was, like, a 5-star knock it out of the park.
I know. I love book one, and everyone's like, oh, book one's, like, their least favorite. And I'm like, No.
Like, if someone wants to get rid of their Sweetgrass book one edition, please fucking contact me. I'll pay you.
It would be hard for me to actually rank these, and I'm normally very good at ranking because I do like them all for all different reasons.
I haven't read book four yet. I'm taking a minor intermish to read one other book, which I will talk about next. You're right, because they all are vastly different in their tropes. And so, like, Devil in Deep Blue Sea is brothers. No. It's boyfriend's brother. However, they're kind of like exes.
Yes, it's her ex-boyfriend's brother, but, like,
very forced proximity. The brother definitely had, like, an infatuation crush on her from the get-go.
Yeah.
Like, she definitely just picked the wrong boy. And, like, normally, I don't think that trope would ever, like, interest me.
I was going to say, in any other terms, I'd be like, ew.
Yeah, but she, like, Elizabeth wrote that one so well. Like, yes. She goes on this family vacation for her ex-boyfriend's family. He basically ditches her and his family. And then, like, kind of, like, starts speaking to the brother because they kind of are, like, each other's lifelines throughout this whole trip. His ex-girlfriend goes, like, she ends up going home early. Like, you could tell, like, there's something of feelings, like, felt between the two. But, like, they're obviously, like, this is not right. We shouldn't act on this.
Yeah.
But then, like, they just become, like, good friends and, like, someone to rely on throughout that whole trip. And it just, like, you are rooting for them the whole time. Like, I don't know how Elizabeth wrote it like that, but, like, I was like, wow, I really liked this book.
Same.
And then The Devil You Know I Just Finished, which, like, fucking female rage vibes, man. Gemma. Yeah, it's two attorneys. Like, oh, my God. It very, like, rivals to lovers, but, like, rivals on her side because she completely misunderstands him. Like, she thinks all these things. Like, he's stolen her client. Like, blah, 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 blah. And, like, at the end of the day, like, he's basically like, I'm just going to interview this place because this girl's here and I'm fucking obsessed with her.
Yeah.
And, like, when you find out, like, what he did to, like, his house, like, it just, it's so fucking good. But the way she writes, like, the banter.
I know. I love it.
So I know the fourth book is Accidental Pregnancy.
Which I really liked it.
And I'm very excited to get to, but I paused because I started. So you all know how obsessed I am. Like, a sickly, crazy obsessed with, like, The Bad Luck Charm and At Last Sight by Julie Johnson. So I went back and I downloaded book one of the Boston series, the Boston Love series. Please hold. I had this all up and I started to, like, get click happy. What the fuck? I thought it was on my currently reading.
I guess it wasn't.
Oh, Boston Love series. I read book one and again, it's just like, you know how Allie Hazelwood can write just, like, funny, I don't want to call it filler, but like just funny, like, oh my God, Katie, find your fucking words. Like internal thoughts or just like funny kind of like ways to connect the paragraphs together. Like yeah. It's very relatable. Julie Johnson can do the same thing. It's all wit, humor. It's good, lighthearted fun. The first book is Not You, It's Me. I really enjoyed it. It was a little insta-lovey, but I think she did it very nicely. Yeah. However, book two is called Cross the Line. I woke up last night. We should have texted. I was up from 1 to 3 a.m.
I said I didn't fall asleep till 1:30.
I was up too. Like to the point where like Tom kept waking up. He's like, what are you doing up? I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm reading. Like, so I picked up Cross the Line. Were you really? Oh, I love that for you. Mm-hmm. We're in the middle of sleep training. So we're not like, Leah slept, thank God, last night. I didn't sleep last night.
Okay, well.
Wins. I'll fucking count that as well. I don't care. I'll be tired.
Yeah.
I am dying at the banter between these two. It's kind of fun. Like, she gets kidnapped, which isn't fun, but like, it was kind of fun in like the book. I'm over 50% in. I could not stop reading this to the point where like I kept looking at the clock. I'm like, you need to put this down. Like it's, you have to. Yeah. If you don't sleep now, you're going to be fucked the next day. It's her brother's best friend who like is very off limits. She's been in love with him since she's been 7. And it's not like, again, like creepy. Like she's trying to find ways to get over him. She can't. She is a virgin. And, like, every time he just, like, pops back into her life, like, he just, like, very much keeps her at arm's length. Like, is kind to her and, like, cares for her, but just, like, never shows any inkling of anything more than just, like, I'm your brother's best friend and I'm here to, like, help you and take care of you at times. Until she starts, like, going out with this one guy. She went on one date with him and, like, this guy shows up. Like, the guy showed up because, like, he's in private security. He's like, you can't fucking date him. And she's like, how dare you fucking come into my house, break in? Like, how do you even get a key? And tell me who I can and can't date when I haven't seen you in years.
Yeah.
And then she goes out on another date with somebody else because, like, her and her friend are, like, it's called Spank, which is basically, like, Operation, like, Get Over Nate Knox. And then she ends up getting kidnapped because her dad's, like, this, like, billionaire, essentially. And, like, they're holding her ransom. She does end up getting loose. But, like, of course, he's back in there. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? It's so good. It, like, the tension's there. There's great – Julie Johnson knows how to write some good spice. But it's just all good fun. It is not on KU, but her ebooks are only like $4 or $5.
Which is how much ebooks should be.
Thank you, Julie Johnson.
If you're putting an ebook on fucking line for $13, get a fucking grip. If your ebook is like $2 less than the paperback, get a grip.
Literally. Like there's like whenever we go to Barnes & Noble, you and I will literally like sit on Amazon and look at like, is this on KU? Especially if it's like a new read. If the book is Powerless is a perfect example. Powerless on Kindle was like $12 or $13.
$13.
And I bought that. And the fucking audio. Give me my money back. So rude. But yeah, that's really all I have on my end.
Okay. I read two more Mariana Zapata books. So I did Lingus and Hands Down. I did Hands Down eyeball reading and I did Lingus audio.
Are you done with her?
No, I have three more. Okay, so I have Dear Aaron, The Best Thing, and Rhythm Corded Malachine. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah. That's a cool title.
Those are the only three books I have left of hers. So, like, I need to get through them. I'm so close to the end. And I love her books, but I'm like, I want to savor them and not like, rush. And I don't think that these are, like, people's favorites by any means. So I'm not... I think I'm getting down to like more of like the books that are not as good. Hands Down follows Zach, who you meet in Wall of Winnipeg, Texas. He's like what's her name, Vanessa, her best friend that like lives in the house with her and Adrian. Not Adrian. Oh my God, I call him Adrian all the fucking time. What is his name?
What's her name again?
She's Vanessa. Oh my God, wait, this is good.
Age.
No, Vanessa and what is his fucking name? Aiden.
Thank you. I was going to say something with an A.
Aiden Graves. I call him Adrian all the time. I don't know why. Anyway, it was cute. I didn't love the female main character in the book, though. She was very annoying to me.
Okay.
Like, very, like, naive? Not naive. Just, like, kind of like, oh... We're best friends. He's doing everything for me, but he can't possibly like me.
gotcha.
Type of thing. Like, shut up. Yeah. And then Lingus. I liked Lingus a lot, actually. But the plot. Okay, so I don't read. I rarely read blurbs.
Yeah.
Especially, okay, that's not true. I rarely do it if, like, I'm not going to read a blurb for, like, a Marianne as a Potter book because I know I'm going to read it regardless of what the blurb is.
You never, yeah.
So, like, if I'm just, like, at, like, a bookstore and I don't know and I've never heard of something, then I'll pick it up and I'll read the back. But, like, if it's something that, like, somebody recommends to me, I'll just, like, go in blind.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I went in completely blind. And I think with a name like Lingus, I should have maybe, like...
looked?
No, I should have, like... I should have known. But he's a porn star. So, like, a lot of it has to do with, like, the porn industry. Okay. And I really did like it, and I liked the characters, and I loved their relationship and their friendship and how it evolved. The one thing I didn't like was that the female main character... So, her and her best friend go to this porn convention. Mm. They're both really big fans of certain porn stars and whatever. And they're, like, whatever. So, they're fans of the industry. They watch porn. They participate in, like, whatever. But she is so judgmental to, like, other women. She's, like, calls them, like, whores and stuff.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, and I don't like, I didn't like that. This book was written, like, years ago, so, like, I understand whatever. We've, like, you know,
we've come a long
way. But I didn't like her language about other women when I'm like, why do you think you're better than them? Like, they're waiting on
some people have to do things. They might be into it. This might be, like, a passion of theirs.
Yeah. Or also, some people just, like, fans, yeah, like, that are there, like, oh, they're whores. But, like, you're also there.
You're there. Oh.
Anyway, so I didn't appreciate that. So, like, I gave those both, like, 3 stars. Three stars. Like, I won't need to revisit either of them, but I liked them enough. So when I do my official Marianne Zapata ranking, I'll see where that
I'm, like, very curious. Because I was, like, I just looked at, like, how many I have left, which I obviously have quite a few, but still.
I did Bridesmaid for Hire by Megan Quinn. I did the audiobook for that. And it was cute. I love Megan Quinn audiobooks because she does duets.
They're good audio.
So, and she always has really good narrators. So for this one, I think it was Sebastian York. And who was the female lady? Oh my god, you guys, just, like, bear with me. I just had surgery. Oh my god, sorry. Erin Mallon. Both, like, Jason Clark. Sorry, I said Sebastian York. Jason Clark is amazing. I'm obsessed. It was cute. I think that the audio would have been better than reading it, because I could see her becoming annoying a little bit in the story. He was perfect, she was annoying. Which, honestly, like, Megan Quinn does that a lot. She writes, like, annoying female characters.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you're making it hard for me to be a woman who supports women.
I get that. I get that.
A woman that I wholeheartedly support with every fiber of my being. So I got sent an e-arc of Not in Love by Allie Hazelwood. So this is her book that comes out in June. And, okay, so Love Theoretically is my favorite Allie Hazelwood book. But this is also my favorite Allie Hazelwood book.
Oh, I'm very excited.
It's very different. Okay, so I feel like Love on the Brain, Love Theoretically, like, that whole series, it's very, like, quirky, funny,
yeah,
like, lighthearted. Like, yeah, there is, like, a little bit of, like, whatever, but it's mostly, like, a very, like, lighthearted, like,
rom-com. It's a rom-com.
Bride is kind of, like, very different from what she's done in the past, but also, like, very lighthearted.
Yes.
And then we have, what, Check and Mate, which was venturing towards more deeper, but with the same Hazelwood, like,
vibe. And YA, yeah.
And YA. But if you take the YA out of it, okay. So this one, Not in Love, is 100% her spiciest book.
Amazing.
It starts, there's great chemistry. I loved it. But it has a, like, deeper meaning.
We're kind of crossing to more contemporary territory.
Yeah, so it has everything that you love about an Allie Hazelwood book. It has the women in STEM. It has the banter. Like, everything that you love about her other books, this has. But it's more character-driven,
okay,
I would say. Like, the other ones, I feel like they spend a lot of time doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
This one is, like, more, like, them together, like, outside of work. And it focuses a lot on, like, the trauma from their pasts and why they are the way they are in relationships.
I like that.
Yeah, so Rue is the female character. Eli is the male main character. He is just, like, so like, he, like, sees her, and he's just, like, in love. But, like, not in, like, a insta-love kind of way.
Yeah.
They're both, like, very reluctant. They both don't really do, like, relationships.
Okay.
He's been in relationships in the past. She's never had more than, like, a one-night stand.
Oh, wow, so okay.
She's on, like, a dating app, like, just when she needs to get her rocks off. Gotcha. One and done. That's it. So that's what it's supposed to be. They end up not having sex the first time they meet because, like, something happens. Somebody from her past shows up, and he kind of, like, rescues her, like, from the situation.
Okay.
And then they end up, his company, he works for, like, a financial company that comes in and is, like, kind of, like, taking over her lab.
Okay.
So her boss, like, needs, like, a loan, so they kind of, like, come in, like, offer the money. But there's, like, background to it. So there's shit going on behind the scenes. But she had, like, not the greatest, like, home life growing up, which has, like, caused her to, like, not trust people and not want to be, I guess, like, reliant on anybody.
Okay.
But she finds herself, like, relying, like, kind of just, like, wanting to be around him more and more. And you kind of see that, like, struggle, like, within her of, like, not wanting to be around him, but then, like, constantly wanting to be around him. I don't know. I just loved it. And he was, like, so patient and, like, so understanding and so kind. And I just really, really liked it.
I like that.
Like, I liked it so much that I
went. I'm excited.
And I bought the Illumicrae,
like, special edition. Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. I like that for you.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I love when you get an arc and you're like, hey, this is going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. And then I got the Taming Seven arc by Chloe Walsh, which I signed an NDA, so I can't say anything about it. But it comes out next week. And I will say that I gave it 5 stars.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And okay. I think that's, like, all I can say. Because apparently they sent out e-arcs and people were posting spoilers on Twitter. But, like, snippets that, like, didn't. When I saw from people, like, this is actually pissing me off. Let's stop and let's talk about this for a minute. We've talked about this in the past. If you have not read the book, do not fucking
review
it. Yeah,
come on. Come on. You could literally on any type of platform talk about how excited you are, whatever your thoughts or feelings are. This is going to be the worst thing ever. Just don't fucking put the stars.
Just don't review it.
Just don't review it.
You didn't read it.
You did not read it. You cannot review it if you don't read something.
You can have an opinion on social media all you want. If you're on a Goodreads and you're rating a book 1 star based on somebody else's opinion or based on a spoiler that you saw without context, you're an asshole.
Agreed.
And I'm not even going to apologize for saying that. You're an asshole.
I agree.
So apparently people posted some spoilers.
Also, just, like, why?
Right, why? And then people freaked out about it. And then people saw people freaking out about it. So there's, like, a bunch of, like, 1-star reviews. And a lot of them are people who've never read it. And they're like, I saw this one. 1 star. Since the spoilers are all over Twitter, I can't believe the audacity, blah, blah, blah. Like, you didn't read the fucking book. Also, this is a series. Mm. So just because something happens in this book, the next book, we're going to find out more about what's going on or what happened in the past with this other character, which, again, I can't say much. But, like, how about we reserve our opinions until we've read it? And then if you're angry about something, that's fine. Review it however you want. But also, I know that we're going to find out about this. Like,
I don't want you to, like, say more than, like, that because, like, I don't want you to.
I'm not saying anything
else. But, like, okay.
I gave it 5 stars, so if you were seeing anything online and you're like, oh my god, what, and you, like, love the series, I'm telling you, if you love the series, then you're gonna like this book.
There you go, folks. But, like, okay, so, like, everyone can have their thoughts and opinions on books, like, and everyone, like, most people know I don't do any type of heavy emotional read. Like, it's not my cup of tea. So imagine if I did pick up, like, or you told me about a book, you can name one off the top of your head if you want to, that doesn't give me the right to then review and be like, this is fucking stupid. Well, I hate emotional. Like, why would I review that book with that mentality if I've never even given a chance? Like, had I maybe given the book a chance, maybe I would like it or not like it, one way or the other.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't think it's fair to put out a review with a rating if you haven't actually read the book.
Right. And just okay. And if something is just not for you,
that doesn't mean it's a 1 star.
That doesn't mean that it's again, you, if you've read it and you're like, this isn't for me. Okay, I did not like the Rena Kent Legacy of Gods books that I've read. I DNF book 4. I read 3 of them. I just like was like, this isn't for me. I gave them, I think, 2 to 3 stars, but each review was like, I'm not a dark romance reader. This is what I didn't like about it. But like, I understand this is a dark romance book, but at least I did the fucking work and read it. I would never.
I only, if I DNF, I'm only rating it if I've read at least over half the book.
Yeah, same.
Like, I got through 50-something%, I think 60% of that Royal Street Witch book, like, and I gave it 2 stars, but, like, I got to, like, 60%. So, like,
yeah,
that's why, and I literally wrote, like, I found out there's no happy ending, like, I felt like there was a lack of plot and movement, like, it was kind of boring and dull, here's my review.
Yeah. And then, okay, so, like...
Actually, I have a better example. Pam Goodwin wrote, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Yeah. She wrote Sea of Ruin. I think I maybe got 30% into the book. I DNF'd it. I did not rate it, but I left a comment saying DNF'd at like 30%. There's rape on page.
Yeah.
But I didn't put a rating.
Right. But again, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you're not even right, if you're seeing the spoiler or you're seeing other people's comments and so you're going and leaving a review on something that you have not read, honestly, just why? Like, what does it give you in your life? Like, what kind of joy does that bring you? It's the same thing with, like, if you see a video you don't like, it's so easy to scroll past instead of, like, being an asshole. Yeah. Like,
tagging authors in bad reviews on social media. Yes, like,
trolling authors and, like, saying horrible things about people just because you don't like something. Again, it's different if it's, like, something, like, harmful. But if it's just you don't like it, shut up, move on with your life. Go eat a cookie, honestly.
You probably need some sugar.
And go and like breathe in some fresh air.
Okay, I agree.
Listen with Britt, who we love.
She's awesome. I fucking love that girl.
She did the audio for Haunting Adeline. She's on Dark Romance Girl. And she like was like, you know what? I'm not going to rate this because I went in knowing that this was not my genre. This is like not for me. And I did not like it. And it's not that I didn't like it because, like, it's bad or the writing was bad or there was something that was, like, offensive in it. I didn't like it because I don't like the genre, so I'm not going to rate it.
Agreed. And again, like...
And again, people had every right to give it a 1 star if she wanted to. Correct. She did the work.
Also, like, not for nothing, but, like, I can't stand when people... It's okay to step outside your comfort zone and try something that you maybe normally don't like, which like, I commend her for because I'm not a dark romance girly either.
No, I've tried dark romance at this point. I think I'm just.
I don't think I'm going to pick up, especially because, like, again, I know there is rape. There's some stuff going on in there. I don't want to give it a try, but like, I commend her for even trying it because sometimes you just don't know. Like, maybe this one book she would have liked. Like,
yeah,
it's cool that other people dabble. I think that's kind of like the beauty of being a reader and like sharing recommendations. Like, sometimes you find some things that you think you may not like, but you end up liking, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
That happens with authors, like, too. Like, I wouldn't have picked up half the authors that I picked up. But, yeah, like, you have then every right to rate and review that if you wanted to. But, like, big of her to not and just kind of put it out there. Like, I did this, but I don't like it.
Yeah. So, anyway, that annoyed me. Just don't do that.
Just don't do that.
And that's, I think, why I had to send the end.
You know, I don't know if your mom has told you this, or if anyone told you this, but if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
Unless someone's really fucking mean to you. No, then right. Then I give you permission to
stop. There are circumstances where I think it's okay to, like, have a strong opinion about things.
Yes.
I think just because you saw something, a spoiler that you didn't like, or that you think you're not going to like the way that the story goes, does not give you the right to review something that you haven't engaged with and consumed.
I agree.
That's just my opinion, and my opinion's always right. And you can't say anything to me because I'm recovering
from surgery. There's the Teresa we know and love. What are you currently reading or listening to?
So I'm currently listening to nothing. I'm going to start Fuel the Fire. Mary and I had, like, started this like audio addicted Calloway reread months ago, and we took a little break because like there was just like so much.
Mm.
And we both were like, okay, we're gonna do Fuel the Fire and Hot Flower, Long Way Down in April. So I'm gonna start that. And then I'm currently reading Darker Shades of Magic, book 1. I have 50 pages to go, so I'm gonna finish that tonight. And then I think I'm gonna either do Girl Abroad by Elle Kennedy or Tin Queen by Debbie Perry next.
I love that for you. I'm finished. I have like 20 minutes left of Swift and Saddled. Lila Sage, book 2 of whatever that series is. I really want to call it Swift and Swaddled. It's not.
Yes.
I put that up one day by accident. Whoops, that's a pregnancy brain for you. But it just has a better ring to it, in my opinion. But actually, I was talking to, what's her name, Lauren's Library, I think her handle is. Please hold. Lauren's Little Library. And she was like, that actually would be a funny title if there was a surprise pregnancy. Crazy. I was like, that's actually fucking clever. She's not wrong. However, there's no surprise pregnancy in that book. So anywho, finishing up with that probably by tonight. And then I'm also finishing up Cross the Line, which is book two of the Boston Love series by Julie Johnson. And I think I'm really at a loss for audiobooks for next. Like, my audiobooks, I'm like dwindling on. I'm just like, what the fuck else do I listen to? I'm just really tapped. I will say, I'll probably either go back to the Elizabeth O'Rourke series, which I'm probably going to do, let's be honest. And then other than that, I did see, is it called On the Line by Naomi something? Hold on, want to read. I'm intrigued. On the Line by Naomi Loud. It's rated 4.2 on Goodreads. And it looks interesting. It's about like a line cook. It was published in March of this year. I don't know. It seems kind of interesting. It seems cute. It's kind of like checking the boxes I want to be checking.
Yeah.
And other than that, I really have nothing else on my plate.
No, that's basically it.
If you have any audio recs, send them my way, please.
Always send audio recs.
Ideas here.
I have a bunch that I've like bought in the past. Honestly, I hate myself for it.
Same.
And then I'm like, I don't care about this. Like, okay, no, actually, Ready or Not, I really want to listen to. But like Hate by Tate James, which is book one, and it's I need to just return it. There's a few I feel like I just need to return.
That's
one of them, because honestly, it's a why choose romance, and like what I just learned is that I just don't like them.
Giving them our fair share of chances, it's not my thing either.
Yeah, I don't want to force it. And it's, if it was one book, not a series, I'd say whatever, I'll try, but yeah. Okay. I guess it's the only one that I really want to return. Anyway, next week we're going to do Just for the Summer by Abby Jimenez. The following week, we're going to be talking about Wild Love by Elsie Silver. And then it's May, honestly. And that's fucking crazy.
It is fucking crazy. And the only book we know for sure that we will be doing is Emily Henry's new book,
Funny Story, which comes out April 23rd.
Very fucking excited for that.
Same, 2 weeks.
We will be going to Barnes & Noble that day.
100%.
I will be blocking off my calendar.
I will still on disability, so I will be here.
I love that for
you. I will be binge reading. I've heard that it is everybody's favorite Emily Henry book. Every review I've seen has been like, I didn't think anything would top like Beach Read for me, and this one has. So I am so excited for it.
I'm excited for all of us readers out there. But that's all I have.
Yeah. You're going to have to click the end recording tonight. I know, I will. Tonight. But
did I just click this button? No. Leave. No?
No? No, no. Yeah. That one. Yeah.
This one? Okay. Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub. If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See you, fuckers.